So our first reading this morning, the reading that Nancy read so beautifully, so eloquently for us just a few moments ago, that first reading from the book of Genesis, the story of Jacob's dream, that story has come to hold a very special place in my own heart, and in my own story as a follower of Jesus Christ. And today I'd like to tell you just why that is. It all started about 10 years ago now, which is hard for me to believe that so much time has passed, almost a decade, because in some ways it still feels like yesterday. Back when there were a few less pounds and no beard on this face, nor any gray hairs up here, and yes, believe it or not, there are a few gray hairs way up here. You might have to struggle to see them, but they are there. I just finished my undergraduate degree at Queen's University, and I've been out of school for 2 or 3 years at that point. I'd held a couple of jobs, some full-time, some part-time. But fundamentally, I was restless. My soul was restless. I lacked direction and I lacked focus in my life. And to be truthful, there weren't many things on this earth that excited me. I know that might be hard to seem now, but there was a time in my early 20s where there were very few things on this earth that gave me joy. Except, maybe, volunteering as a church warden in the little country parish where I had grown up in West Quebec. And like our parish of the Valley, that parish had multiple rural points, 5 congregations to be exact. And I slowly began to discover joy working with those congregations to fix up their small buildings and hold a few special events and even start a small youth group that had me dressing up in funny costumes on Sunday morning. But I hadn't come to realize just yet what God was up to in leading me through all this. And so I resolved in my mid-20s to go back to school. I applied to go back to Queen's University, where I completed my undergrad, and to take a master's degree in history. I thought at the time that I could use my master's as a period to figure things out, to figure out what I really wanted to do with my life. Maybe I'd become an academic, I thought to myself, or maybe I'd get my commission and join the military. Maybe I'd go to law school. I wasn't really sure. So I submitted a thesis proposal focusing on the history of Kingston during the War of 1812, because I knew that the 200th anniversary of the war was soon going to be on the horizon, and research funding for young scholars like me was likely going to be available. And sure enough, thanks to that research funding, the proposal was accepted, and I got myself ready to head back to Kingston. Then I got a call. Actually, I got a Facebook message, to be exact. It was from Andrew Stevens Rennie. It's a name some of you might remember. He was our diocesan youth missioner at the time. And he offered me a summer job. He offered me a summer job working for our bishop, John Chapman, at the Synod office in Ottawa. And the job was leading what was then called the Bishop's Child Poverty Initiative. And that summer, the summer of 2011, working with Bishop John, with David Selzer, our executive archdeacon, with so many other gifted clergy and laity throughout our diocese, that summer, folks, quite literally changed my life. It opened up for me a whole new understanding of our beloved church, and it led me to start asking some questions. By the time I got to Queen's that autumn, I was ready to start my master's, but I knew I didn't want to write in the War of 1812. Instead, I wanted to learn about the history of the Anglican Church in our region. I wanted to learn about the history of the Anglican Church in our beloved Ottawa Valley, on both sides of the river, Ontario and Quebec. Where did this wonderful Christian community that I had experienced working for over that wonderful summer, where did it come from? What was its story? How might it be becoming part of my story? So like any good history student, after orientation in the first few weeks, I headed off to the library and to the archives at Queen's, which has a surprisingly rich collection relating to our local religious history here in the Valley. And it was there, in the archives at Queen's, in the process of sifting through files and files and files and more files of archival material, that I came across an old sermon. I came across an old sermon in the archives that had been published in 1830. It had been written by a young priest serving near Ottawa by the name of Amos Ainslie. And it was his first sermon in a brand new church building, St. John's March, the parish of March. And that sermon that I discovered in the archives, it began with the following passage. And he dreamed. He dreamed that there was a ladder set upon the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Reverend Amos Ainslie tragically died only 7 years after preaching those words, and he became the focus of my master's thesis, a thesis that I chose to begin with those very same passages of Scripture. It's not every master's thesis at Queen's that starts with quotes from Genesis. Mine did. And if anyone's in need of a sleep aid, by the way, there is a copy of that master's thesis sitting across the street at Aborn House in my office. Pair it with a glass of warm milk, you'll be out like a light, I guarantee it. But what I discovered in reading about Reverend Amos Ainslie, in reading through his diaries and his journals and his reports and his sermons, in reading through those of his contemporaries, Anglican bishops and priests in the 1820s and 1830s, what I discovered was that the Anglican Church at that time in our region, at its origins, it was actually not that dissimilar from the church that we know and love today. Yes, there were some different motivations in the church's behavior, most notably British colonialism, which is something that we are continuing to unpack as both a church and a country today as we mark events like Orange Shirt Day. But Amos Ainslie's experience of the church in the Ottawa Valley in the 1820s and 1830s was not that unlike ours. Volunteers struggled to pay the bills. Sound familiar? There were too few clergy, and they struggled to visit the sick, to reach out to the poor, to minister to unpaid or underpaid common laborers who were spread out in disparate settlements and logging communities along the Ottawa River. Sound familiar? Villages and towns struggled with big decisions about whether to build some churches or maybe to close some others. Sound familiar? And yet, through it all, Amos Ainslie and his contemporaries clung to their faith. They clung to their faith in God. They clung to their faith in the God who said to Jacob and who said to Amos and who says to us today, know, in the words of Genesis, that I am with you and I will keep you wherever you go. God who rouses us from our restlessness, rouses us from our slumber, rouses us from our fears and from our doubts. A God who leads our hearts to confess with both fear and elation, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. A God who inspires us to look out at our broken and yet beautiful world and say, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. That God, our loving God, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of Sarah and Hagar and Ishmael, the God whom I met as a young summer student working in Bishop John's office and who gifted me with this beautiful vocation of priesthood, the God who in Jesus Christ stretches out his hands upon the rough wood of the cross and builds for us a bridge, builds for us a sacred ladder, a ladder of love extending between heaven and earth that can never, ever be broken. The God who could so easily dwell among the angels, dwell amidst Michael and Gabriel and the whole heavenly host, and yet who chooses to abide amongst we mortals, who chooses to be with us in both body and in blood. The God who promises to us in life and in baptism, I am with you. and the words of Genesis and the words that God spoke to Jacob, I will keep you wherever you go. Amen.